Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're interviewing Suzanne Henson, a registered dietitian at University Medical Center. She will talk about the importance of setting a good example for the whole family by having a nutrient-rich and balanced diet that can be maintained by everyone in the family. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Suzanne Henson, it's always good to see you.
Good to see you, Mike.
You help us so much think about food, even when we don't want to think about food. But today we want to talk about those regimented, structured, sometimes expensive diets versus a balanced diet. If someone chooses something because a friend goes, I got on this diet and it's really aggressive and I lost 10 pounds in 10 days, you get that, but that also troubles you a bit too.
It does. I've been in practice 20 years, so I've seen diets come and go. And what always concerns me is, you know, anything that you do differently from what you have been doing, you know, anytime you make a change, you're probably going to see a little bit of weight loss. And I try to point that out to people. The question is, how long can you stay on that, you know, restrictive diet that you've started, you know, and how is it affecting other parts of your life?
Some of the diets I hear people talk about, they lost so much weight so fast, sound very extreme. It completely eliminates some food groups altogether. I'm never eating this again. I'm never eating this again. Right. That's not balanced, is it?
No, and we have to think of a diet pattern that you can sustain long term. And, you know, as I said, in the 2 decades that I've been doing working in this field, the thing that will always work is balance and not eliminating any food group. Now, some people may need a little bit more of one food group than another. For example, in the late 1990s, we were doing very high carbohydrate diets, okay? Mm-hmm. Now we know maybe not everybody needs as much as I was planning when I started in this profession, but we all need all the food groups. So that's what you've got to remember is, you know, is it going to be another roller coaster that I start, but that I eventually have to get off?
Sounds like an elementary question, but maybe it isn't. Before you begin any diet that changes the way you're going to eat long term, shouldn't you speak to a dietitian or your physician first and go, what do you think of this, and give me some guidance?
Right. When I work with patients, I try to ensure that they are working with a physician and that they are getting lab work done and someone is looking at their medications, at their lab history, and any conditions that they're managing, because they may need certain nutrients that they're about to completely cut out of their diet. Okay, a good example is if you have a strong family history of cardiovascular problems, you know, the strong family history of heart disease, then maybe a diet pattern that's very high fat may not be the best one for you.
And also, you would tell me, I assume, if I wanted to lose 10 pounds, and I could sure stand to lose 10 pounds, you wouldn't recommend some diet in a book in the bookstore more than just, let's take a look at what you're eating and make adjustments to portion size, how late at night you may eat without any extreme activity. That's the kind of smart dieting you would recommend.
Right. When I sit down with a patient, what I take a look at is what is their daily lifestyle like and what are the foods that are most common in their diet. And I usually start with beverages because we drink a lot of our calories. And so I start by taking a look at, are you the person or that family who drinks a gallon of sweet tea in 1 to 2 days? Do you do a lot of juices? You know, sodas, of course, but taking a look at beverages and saying, can we just trim some things there so that we don't greatly impact your lifestyle to start and we make it a little bit easier for you?
This is so silly almost, but I had a friend tell me, I lost 10 pounds because I gave up mayonnaise. Now, I don't know how much mayonnaise that person was eating, but there are things to eliminate or at least cut back on to begin to get back on track of a more healthy diet.
Right, and that's just looking at what you do most often, because that's what matters. It's what you do day in, day out. And food is a personal issue. I tell patients, you know, nobody knows what you sit in your car or at your home and eat. Mm-hmm. And so if we can sit down, preferably with a dietitian or with another health professional, and kind of walk through what it is you're doing day in, day out, and see where we can make some small changes so that you're not overwhelmed within the first few days of trying to get on the health track.
I know you deal with it all the time. Isn't human nature interesting that some of us think if no one sees us eat this,
right,
it didn't count?
Exactly.
But people do think that way sometimes.
Exactly. It's, food is highly personal. And so you have to respect, you know, what is your own personal behavior? You know, what foods maybe that you grew up with that you love and you don't want to give up?
Yeah.
Maybe we just need to take a look at how often you're choosing those.
You like folks to write down what they're eating. If they're beginning to think about food, do you think good note-taking is a good start?
I don't care how they take notes. I've asked patients, you know, if you write it down, that's great. We have a variety of electronic devices. Mm-hmm. Bring me some pictures. Bring me wrappers. Bring me a bag of wrappers. Anything to help us take a look at what you're doing most often.
I bet you're suspicious of how honest folks are when they bring you pictures. This is all I ate this week. Do you believe them all?
Well, I've been in this business long enough to be skeptical. Yeah.
Well, you've been in the business long enough to bring us a lot of expertise when it comes to healthy eating, and we'll talk more in future segments about how we can be a little happier with our bodies. That might be our next topic is, are you happy with how you look and what can you do about it?
Right.
Suzanne Hinson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.